Bruh, I am stressed.
Why?
I am so stressed. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm in the middle of moving. And like applying for visas and like trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be and when. And it's just like and money. And I'm like, oh my god. I'm really overwhelmed. So but I'm gonna try and like, you know, do a good episode today.
No. Just for you. Yeah. I thought I'd be less stressed than I am right now.
Yeah.
Because I thought I had my last like big thing I had to hand in before the holidays on Friday.
Like for
uni. And then obviously I've for university, and then I do have exams after my winter holidays. But I thought maybe I can give myself a few days. But now I had my booster today, my booster vaccination. I'm still behind on Christmas presents, and I don't know how I'm going to figure it out in time. So where I thought, oh, I give myself a few couple of days before I start studying again, are now more stressful than I expected. So
it doesn't stop. It don't stop. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I say is one of the worst things about being an adult. Because before, you know, as a kid, you do your schoolwork and that's it. You don't even have to worry about what you're eating. For most people.
Yeah.
Right? And now being an adult, it's like, okay, I finished my exams. All right, now I got to clean the apartment. I got to do my laundry. I got to get preparing for next semester, all the travel. I got to start packing everything. And on top of that, like work, I work online. Like the company I work for is not in Germany. And so it's hard to sometimes follow up on the people to like do their jobs when I'm like on the other side of the like planet. But what can you do? I just gotta push through and just know that it'll all be okay.
It will. And then recently we've had that added stress of Corona again, which is really annoying. I've been back in Germany since we're recording this podcast on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Since I came back on the on Sunday.
So 2 days.
Yeah. And they changed the, for anyone who doesn't know, they changed the COVID regulations in regards to when you come from the UK into Germany on Monday. If I flew in on Monday, I would have had to isolate. I think I had to do a PCR test and all that stuff, which I luckily didn't have to do. But I was at the airport on a Sunday. The message came through, oh yeah, if you come on Monday or later than that, you have to do all this stuff. And then it starts, flight gets delayed by an hour, delayed by another hour. And I was like, they're not going to let me out of this bloody country. I'm going to sit here. They're going to cancel my flight. And then I have to go through all this process. I thought I could just fly back.
Yeah.
We were even sitting in the airplane for an hour. And they were just giving me excuse after excuse. And I just had... I was like, oh, it's not going to work out. But luckily, we took off. And I think I got there probably like 3 or 4 hours later than I was supposed to. Mm-hmm. But I made it in time.
But it was before Monday. Did you know... when you booked your flight back, that like the regulations would change on Monday, or was it just like luck that you?
When I booked it, I didn't, because I booked it a bit in advance just to make a cheaper flight. And then there was like once the time came around, because the COVID regulations got really tough. I think all of us people at the uni, we thought, okay, a lot of us have work to do until Friday, and then we'll go out on Friday, and then everyone leaves kind of uni to go back home for Christmas on the Saturday or Sunday. Because of COVID, everyone, I think by Wednesday, the whole university felt like dead, because everyone just left. They were scared of getting COVID at the uni because it got quite bad. No one wanted to go out in general just because of the fear of catching COVID. But obviously, because I live in a different country to where I study, I didn't really have that option that easily of just saying, oh, okay, I'll drive that back home today instead of tomorrow. I didn't know at the time, but it worked out well, and here we are without isolation.
Goddamn COVID, man. Goddamn COVID. But, man, I'm happy you were able to come back, because we were able to quickly link up in Frankfurt. That was cool.
Yes, sir.
I finally got to go to Christmas market, because the Christmas markets in Munich are, like, closed. Last year they were closed, so to go to the one in Frankfurt this year just for a few hours was, was very enjoyable.
Yeah, same.
And of course, everyone... to see you, baby, was awesome.
Yeah. No, but I think for everyone who's been to a German Christmas market, I think they are quite nice. I've gone to one in the UK, and it, in my opinion, it doesn't compare. Just to the feeling you get and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was nice. I've not been in like 2 years because last year I couldn't make it either because of like uni times and everything.
God damn. What are you going to do? Well, listen. I don't know where I was going with that.
I'm listening. I was like, okay, where is he going? And you just no looking into the distance.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, when I'm moving and I'm getting rid of all my stuff, I'm packing everything up, I realize how much junk I'm hoarding around. And I thought I was really good with that stuff. I thought, like, okay, I don't keep anything I don't need. Man, the amount of, like, papers and notes that I found from, like, 2 years ago that were still, like, underneath my bed, like, in the drawer, there was no reason for them to still be there. And then I was going through everything hours, and I was just like, God damn it, bro. And I, of course, my dumbass waited until the last day to pack everything and do a bunch of organizational stuff, like change my mailing address and everything, and which I still have yet to do.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna tell you what, man, I'm not in the best day right now. This type of stress is way worse than university, like, final exam stress. This is the stress, like, university, like, all right, one way or another, like, you'll go through this. But for me, like, if I don't do it now, like, it could be that it becomes a very much of a big hassle to do so, and then I have to change plans around and just to figure all out.
But at the same time, I like that kind of stress. I like it a bit more, almost, because although it's more stressful, it's something I'm looking forward to. It's like, okay, I'm going to move to somewhere else, which is going to be really exciting and cool. Uni stress, I'm like, all right, I'm stressing myself because I have to write an exam. Wow, how exciting. So I kind of like that stress more.
Yeah, I'm not stressing about moving. I'm just really struggling with getting this visa. Man, I don't know if you've ever had to apply for a visa. Like, we've had the luxury of growing up in the EU where basically all neighboring countries you can just, like, walk through. But it's the first time I'm applying for a visa for myself. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to Argentina. Based on all the documents that they want from me and everything, bro, I would think I'm going to America. No offense to America, but the amount of documents that they want from me is ridiculous. And I'll send this lady like documents that she asks for, and then she'll be like, "Oh, you forgot to send me this." And then I'll look back at the email. I'm like, I literally sent her the email. I named the document a different way. And then I just renamed the document, send it again, and then okay. And then, man, the reason I was in Frankfurt for just a few hours, I drove from Munich to Frankfurt with some people, was just to go to the consulate, the Argentinian consulate in Frankfurt, because they don't have one in Munich. It was the only reason. And then I was okay.
It's crazy. I've never thought about that.
Man, yeah, I just had to make a day of it with some friends and everything. It was quite nice, but I didn't have an appointment to the consulate. My friend did. So I gave my friend the documents. And we were talking to the lady, and she said, yeah, that's no problem. And then he gives her the documents. And then this lady decides, oh, yeah, two of the documents that you sent me per email, three times already, may I add. She was like, oh, yeah, you got to send these. You got to give this to me in original format as well, like signed originally. Like, you can't sign it electronically. And what? I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
So what did you have to do then?
Either I have to go back to Frankfurt or I have to find someone that can pick up the documents. I got to send the documents per post and it's just, it's a whole thing, man. I'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
Connor, you're hearing me and you're already like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think what makes a big difference for you probably as well is, I've traveled to countries where it's maybe not as easy to go to as well. I've gone to America, I've gone to China, but most of the times I only went for a short period of time, more kind of as a tourist, so nothing. I think for you, that you're going for an extended period of time, aren't you? So
that's why. That adds in Argentina, like, if I was staying for less than 3 months, I wouldn't need a visa. I wouldn't need one. And I could also just, like, quickly, like, Popeye Uruguay or something, and then come back into Argentina and then have like extra 3 months without visa. But the university wants a visa, and I'm just like, God damn. It's moments like these where I really dislike being an adult, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it's just also stuff like that shouldn't be that difficult.
I think a lot of people
complain about the bureaucracy and how difficult it is to do something that seems so easy, just because there's not been a standardized way put in place how you can do these things and just apply. It's always, yeah, there's so much error and that can occur. It's I'm glad I've not had to go through it yet. Yeah. And I hope I don't have to do it anytime
soon. But here's the thing, along with like a bunch of other adult stuff that you have to do, like, I don't know, change your where you're living or whatever, the first time always sucks. It always sucks the first time. Yeah. Especially when you're doing it alone. Because you have to like research how you're making a bunch of mistakes. It takes really long. But once you get that first time done, after all the stress, all the possibly tears, anxiety from doing that process, once you get it done, now you know how it goes. Now you know how it goes. And that, from there on, it's a lot easier. So that's what I'm trying to keep in mind. But it's annoying the first time, for sure.
I'm sure once you're there, you'll be happy you went through the stress.
Oh, no, definitely. Don't get me wrong, for sure. But it's just like, I got so much shit going on like all at once right now, all of a sudden. And I'm trying to like also not neglect other parts of my life. And it's difficult to kind of balance everything all at once right now.
Yeah.
But what can you do, I guess, right? It'll be fine.
So I think we've mentioned this before on the podcast. You go through those times where just a lot of shit piles up, and you have to kind of go through them. And then at some point it calms down a bit, and you can have a bit more of a chill time and actually focus on everything you want to focus properly. And nothing like this annoying shit comes in between it, kind of.
What can you do?
The ups and downs of life.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, that's what's going on with me today. How about you, brother? How are you doing?
I've not been that stressed. I've slept in, which was stupid because I should have gone to the city and got some Christmas presents. I've got my booster vaccination, my third one, which I'm really happy about. I think it's supposed to help with this new variant, but traveling definitely helps with having a vaccination.
Yeah.
I saw that even before the regulations changed, if you weren't double vaxxed, you had to do this whole PCR test and everything and quarantine. And just on the fact that I'm double vaccinated, I could just come from the UK straight to Germany without any tests, without any quarantine. Which is amazing. And then,
but now
it changed. No, and I still know one or two people who aren't even vaccinated once. I don't know why, they're just a bit weird about it. Which is their own choice, obviously. Yeah. But I just think in my head, I could not not be vaxxed and then have to go through this whole hassle of which comes by not being vaccinated. Because although every government always says, it's your own choice, they change the rules so much that if you're not vaccinated,
it makes it very difficult. It's just a real
pain in the ass.
That's facts.
Yeah. It's like that hidden almost rule of you have to be vaccinated to move freely throughout your country.
They'll slowly urge you to do it by telling you what you cannot do if you're not vaccinated, right? Like in Munich for now, you got in a lot of, like, in the gym and in like restaurants or like theaters, you got like, I don't know if it's in restaurants, but definitely theaters and gyms, you got like 2G+, meaning you gotta be either double vaccinated or like already had Corona and built an immunity towards it.
Yeah.
And you got to be tested. So me, double vaccinated, if I want to go to gym, I got to get tested every day, which is hella annoying.
That's crazy.
Hella annoying.
Yeah.
Or if you get the booster, then you're fine. Then you don't have to get tested. And it's like, man, where does it end?
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've said that before, or people have spoken about before. The COVID vaccination will turn into one of those vaccinations you have to get on a regular basis, probably, and just keep getting kind of.
Yeah, we'll see. It's difficult to kind of get an overview of the whole situation because you got so many different types of different articles and different experts per se that are like giving their opinions on how it should be and how it actually is, and it's just it's kind of confusing, and you lose sight of everything quite quickly, which makes it a lot more difficult to kind of build an opinion and also argue for your opinion because there's just so many different information out there. Yeah,
for sure.
But listen, man, I'm kind of over the COVID talk. Let's talk about something different. Do you got anything?
No, I mean, the problem, my main thing was the whole COVID talk, just in general about uni.
Okay, that's cool.
Because that consumed more of my life than I actually wanted to at the moment.
Well then, thanks for listening to this week's episode. No, I'm joking. I mean, we typically do this at the end of the episode, but I got random facts.
I mean, we can do them now.
Yeah.
All right, let's do them now. Yeah, sure, go for it.
Random facts, Mark's random facts. But I don't know. We need a theme song for
jingle.
That segment.
Yeah.
All right, listen. As you know, I drove to Frankfurt. It was a little bit of a road trip, and I was chilling with my boy. And then he likes to watch a lot of these like documentaries from like CDF and stuff.
Okay.
We ran.
Fair enough.
And he reads a lot. But point is like he gave me some interesting facts that we were talking about in the conversation. They came up. And I did a little bit more research on them, and I just figured I'd present them in this week's episode. So first fact,
okay,
you know what dates
ahead.
Are?
Dates.
Yeah, there's like sugary type fruit thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you can eat.
Yeah,
I know
weird.
What you mean.
Anyways, during the month of Ramadan, the Prophet Muhammad was said to break his fast with dates and water. And many Muslims around the world would like follow that, like, because dates offer readily available carbs for a quick boost after a long day of fasting, plus protein and fiber for slow digestion, and it prevents a sugar crash. So dates, especially in Saudi Arabia, were around quite a while. And I read somewhere, if I can find it again, I had it just here. Oh. Here we go. They're an iconic symbol of Arabian hospitality and an essential part in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So when you enter a Saudi home or office, you'll typically be welcomed with dates and kahwa, I think it's pronounced, Arabic coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And just on top of that, date palms are mentioned 22 times in the Quran, and the Prophet Muhammad once said that a home with dates is never poor because the fruit is so nutritious.
Okay, crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that, but no, I do, but I've no clue because obviously I'm a white Christian.
There's another fact that my friend enlightened me upon where I felt quite stupid for not knowing it. And so now I'm kind of.
I don't like these facts.
I'm curious to see if you know it. You know. For example, on the I don't know how to translate it in English. I think like the finance square in Frankfurt, there's a statue of a bull and a bear.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And also on Wall Street, there's a bull and there's a bear. Do you know why?
Yeah.
You know what they stand for?
It's when the stock market's up and down, bullish. All right,
so you were smarter than me. Yeah. I didn't notice. So listen, there's a bull.
To be fair, I heard when I was younger, I heard that once. I heard that once, and the first time I think I heard that in a context with like friends around me, I was younger, but I was the same. I was like. I played along as if I knew what the hell they're talking about, but I had absolutely no clue, which I found out later. But the first time I ever heard it, I was very clueless.
Yeah, so apparently a bull market is a market that is on the rise and where the conditions of the economy are generally favorable. And a bear market exists in an economy that is receding and where most stocks are declining in value.
Okay.
So, I figured... I felt so like ashamed that I didn't know it, especially since I study business. So, like, how
true.
Could I not?
You should have maybe.
Yeah, but
and you've lived quite a long while in Frankfurt, which exactly. is kind of the German finance capital.
I've been on Wall Street, and I've taken photos in front of the bull, but I was never told what it was saying. I never did I even think to wonder why. But I figured, yeah, let me put it in a, let me talk about it on a podcast in case anyone else has that same thing. And then, anyways. All right, next random fact. I'm trying to figure out which one is the most interesting. All right, this is a quick one. Avocados are a fruit. They're not a vegetable. Do you know that? Any type of like fruit or vegetable that has a seed in it is typically considered to be a fruit.
Oh, isn't that the same with what they're called? I forgot what they're called. The red ones. Tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes are a fruit technically, because they got seeds in
them. Yeah, and everyone always says they're vegetables. Yeah. Is that true, or is that just as a, like you take that as a like a just a rule by a rule of thumb? But
I mean, if technically if it's a rule of thumb, I guess it is true, right? I don't know.
Oh, this is, yeah, I think people actually have proper conversations about that. At the same time, I found it interesting, but I'm like, I like tomatoes. I'm not going to go, oh no, this is a fruit. I can't eat it anymore.
Yeah, I consider tomatoes a vegetable as well, but true. I think actually they're considered to be a fruit. Anyways, did you know that human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves? They're coated in something called enamel.
Oh, enamel, which is
not a living tissue, so... That's why teeth don't regrow. They can't heal.
True.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Crazy shit.
Fair play.
Another one. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
No, I just wanted to make you feel a bit less stupid. I went out the other day and there was someone. We had like a conversation about when you... I don't know how we got to a conversation about being dead and which parts of your body like you can... Or disintegrate first or like whatever they actually do, and he in his mind nails had the same like his like toenails and fingernails would have the same effect as like his teeth and his bones, and he was like, oh well, your nails like nails like stay behind. And I was like, we all looked at him and thought, are you like kidding us right now? Apparently nails, which I didn't know though, are made out of the like, same stuff that your hair is made out of, or they're similar, which I did not know actually.
Did you know that the bows for like cellos and violins that they use to play the instrument with, the bow, I think the hairs on the bow are made from horse tail or horse hair.
Oh yeah, horse's tail. Yeah, the horse's tail. Yeah, that makes sense.
Shit, crazy.
Yeah, that is. If you think about it, how do they get them?
I would hope they don't pluck it. I mean, I hope they just like gently cut it. Do you think
they just cut them off
after the horse passes or something, or donate it or something?
Because I've never, seen a horse without a tail.
No, me neither.
So, where do they get the horse tails from? Like hair from?
I don't know. I don't want to know now.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of animals, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland. It's considered animal abuse because guinea pigs are social beings and they get lonely. So if you're in Switzerland, you got to own at least two guinea pigs.
Imagine the police comes in, like, I don't know, you had a car accident and they come in for questioning to your house, like they visit you and you come in for questioning and then they see you only have one guinea pig.
You're
and they
arrest you
because they'll give you like a fine or something.
Yeah,
I can't see that actually happening, but that'd be quite funny.
Well, I mean, if it's considered animal abuse, I guess it's,
was that your last random fact?
Same level as like beating your dog or something, right?
No, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense. I just never thought of the government actually making a rule out of it.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
But fair enough.
Yeah. The ancient
power to the guinea pigs.
Yeah. The ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health. Hence, why we raise a toast when we're at dinner.
Okay. Fair enough. That is...
Brain explosion.
Oh, was that your last one?
I got another small one. Something too crazy, but people apparently are more creative in the shower. When we take a warm shower, we experience an increased dopamine flow that in turn makes us more creative. So that's
really
that, so that's that.
But at the same time, I have something to say about all these people that shower really hot.
Tell me.
I don't understand how that's... Some people, like, I stayed over at a friend's house recently, yeah, and I showered there the next morning. Okay. And their shower settings, I put it on. I felt like I was burning. Like, it was so hot. I don't get how you can shower that hot where, like, literally it steams and I'm like, this is not comfortable in any way.
I don't understand it either. Sometimes it's just, it's a little too hot. I like the water at a temperature where I can like still comfortably put my face in the shower head, you know?
Yeah. I try to shower cold every now and then because I've heard so many times that it has like benefits to you as a person. And I think a cold shower at the end of it, like it wakes you up in the morning. If you're really tired and you jump in a cold shower, you are awake. You can't really change that.
And there's also like there's studies that show it increases blood flow and concentration and all that. But I'll tell you what, during the winter, I ain't taking no cold showers. Hell no. I'll take in the summer a bunch of cold showers like every day after the gym. But in the winter, nah, I'm not doing that. I'd rather not. I'd rather not. I was gonna say something.
What?
I forgot it.
That's probably lack to your stress at the moment. I've got two random facts which I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I always thought about this. What color is the zebra? Like, what color is their main color and what's their stripes?
Because
I never knew it.
Whether it's like black base and white stripes or white base and black stripes.
Yeah,
I would say they're black base with white stripes.
Yeah,
that's for real?
I didn't know. The coat is just black, and then that coat has like white stripes on it.
Yes,
so their main color is black with white stripes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, I have another one, which is so typical of our world and how our world functions.
All right.
I think it's kind of like it's very ironic.
All right, now you got me hooked.
You know, like, apparently. The cotton candy machine was apparently invented by a dentist.
The irony.
He's just making himself more customers. That's what he did.
Oh! As a businessman, that's smart. Create a problem and then sell the solution towards it for it.
Yeah, that's where I was like, this is very typical of how humans work, isn't it? The problem is, the problems he's creating are not very nice problems. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you had the option, like also with Apple, for example, right? They'll start to sell a laptop with a different plug-in, and so you have to get a charger, then they started selling adapters for these chargers. So they literally just like created another product that people needed, and then started selling that as well. And now, didn't they go back to the old plug version? Or am I tripping?
Could be.
I don't know. I heard about something like that, but I'm not sure. So don't take my word for it.
Fair enough. Right. Do you want to know the most shoplifted food items in US, Europe, and Latin America?
Wait, let me guess.
So in US, what do you think it's
there? The US, most shoplifted food item, Cheetos.
Candy. You were on the right track, candy.
Yeah.
Europe?
Bread.
Not candy, cheese.
Was it?
Cheese.
Cheese, okay. In Latin America?
Just cheese. And in Latin America?
I'm going to be stereotypical and say cacao beans. Oh, no. No,
it's meat.
Tea. What?
No, it's meat. It's meat.
I was going to say that next.
I'm sure you were. I think the US and candy is quite stereotypical, isn't it?
Yeah. Cool. Then when I'm in Argentina...
You know what you wanted to say?
What did you want to say?
What you wanted to say from before?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
I was like trying to build you a segment just to get over.
Hey, anyone listening, I'm so sorry, man. But I promise, next week, listen, we on Instagram posted, I think yesterday or today, for you guys to send in some podcast topic recommendations. And we got them.
Mm-hmm.
We got them. And I say to Connor right now, let's look at them and see that next week we take one of those topics that we like and, you know, over the weeks, always take a peek.
I agree, mate. I fully agree.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, no, we got them and we're going to go through them and maybe even choose more than one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. There were, I took a quick look at ourselves. Some were already actually all right. Wasn't too bad.
All right.
I bet.
Sounds great.
Well, then, another episode.
Another week. A more casual one, I think.
It was a casual one.
We're just both.
Yeah. If you've listened to the end, I appreciate you so much. That's amazing.
Yes, for sure. No. And we'll see you guys next week with an engaging topic, maybe by one of you listeners. Mm-hmm. And
cool.
All the good stuff.
Have a nice
Follow
week.
Us on our Instagram, Not What I'm Saying Podcast, to see stories like that. Can find us on all the streaming platforms, probably the one you're on already.
Yeah.
And see you guys next week.
See you.